Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, we're getting into your relationship dilemmas. What to do when your longtime partner no longer wants to have sex? How to get your lover to take the lead in the bedroom? The best ways to deal with your partner's anti-strip club sentiments? All that and more. Thanks for listening. Since I began telling you about The Womanizer, I've received countless messages from listeners telling me how much they love this revolutionary product. I couldn't agree more. I love my Womanizer. We've made a short film about it. Check it out at sexwithemily.com. Unlike traditional vibrators, The Womanizer uses patented pleasure air technology to indirectly stimulate your clitoris with waves of air pressure and suction. It has a soft silicone cinder that you place over your clitoris, just like your partner might use their mouth. Its multiple settings make it easy to find the exact amount of pressure that's right for you. The sensation is so intense that many users found they can reach orgasm in 1 minute, a 60-second orgasm. Well, somehow, Womanizer's engineers have found a way to improve upon the original model. The latest versions, the W500 Pro and Deluxe, are smaller and quieter than ever before. There's now 8 settings and a new ergonomic design that will really help you find your sweet spot. So come on, there's really no excuse anymore. It's time to get your own Womanizer. You can see all the amazing Womanizer models at womanizershop.com or by clicking on the Womanizer banner on my website. Check it out now.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Because right there, you know, you need to go boop and you subscribe to the podcast, which is so easy. We love when you subscribe. It's really easy to do. And you can also find us on Google Play and SoundCloud and Spotify. And also follow us on Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Sex with Emily. And that's what's just so fun about life. And I'm here with Menace. Because you can just do all that stuff.
What up, Emily? How you doing?
See what's going on with us. I'm doing really well.
I want to thank all the listeners. I know we thank listeners all the time, but I'm going to do it real quick. Because I was going through the Sex with Emily Instagram page, and there was a picture posted of us together, and people had all these nice comments. So I just want to say thanks for that.
I know. That's great. People like you.
Unbelievably.
I know, I do too. I read all the comments, and actually it's like on my to-do list is I want to like thank people. Do you comment back to your comments?
Not all of them, but I try to. I mean, like the really important stuff.
Nothing in my heart.
If somebody has a question, I try to write back.
Well, I try to too, but if I don't, it doesn't mean that I don't see your comments and read your comments. And like every time someone writes on an Instagram post, like, I love the show. I listen. My heart gets really warm and I feel really grateful in that moment. I never take it for, I'm like, oh my God, someone likes the show. It still feels really good. So thank you.
Yeah, it's really cool.
We appreciate that. So it's good to see you, Menace. I've had a lot go on since I've seen you last.
I know.
Which feels like it's been like 8 years.
It's been a while. We took a week off. Madison was out of town, right?
Madison was gone. I was gone. But I had a sex toy conference, Adult Novelty Manufacturers Expo. It's twice a year. And you know I love these sex toy shows because, you know, it's like every single sex toy on the planet is there. Mm-hmm. And all like the newest toys that are coming to market and all the, I'm doing this for 10 years. So like I know everybody in the industry. And it's just freaking fun. It's like 3 days and everyone's like, try this toy. Have you tried this? And we've taken, you know, we did a bunch of videos and photos. You can check those out across the board. But
that's really cool.
I know. And my highlight, because you know that like one of my dreams is, you know, one of my dreams.
What is your dream?
One of my dreams in life is to have a lube on every nightstand, as you know. Mm-hmm. So,
sorry, you have
Joe,
a couple, so I just want to make sure I had the right one.
I have a couple dreams. It's true. I want a dog. No, Joe Lube is this amazing lubricant, and they had this great booth, because everyone sets up booths. Mm-hmm. You've been to trade shows.
Yeah.
And they had this bicycle set up, right? And it was just like set up there as like show, but it has like a little cart on the front, like one of those like front carts you could put things in.
Yeah.
And there was like lube all over and they were having all their tables. I was like, I want to ride that bike. Like I want to ride that bike because it's filled with lube and I want to like give away lube. So I said, you guys, can I ride your bike? And I got on their bike. I hijacked it and I started riding it around the show. Like lube, throwing lube. Wow. And it was so fun. And in their lube.
Dude, that's... fun.
Dude, it was awesome, and yeah. I kind of want to take it home because I feel like it would help me further my mission if I could maybe just go through the streets of LA, like start here, like start one city at a time.
I thought it would be like a contraption where you get on it and it shoots lube at you.
That would be interesting too. Like the tequila, like in Mexico, it's in your fobs and they shoot the tequila in your mouth.
Yeah.
But here's the thing about those lube. They have a new gelato collection, okay? So it's lube, but it tastes like gelato and it's body safe, pH balance. And they had it in this ice cream cart. So one of their gimmicks was that like you could have ice cream and they'd pour their lube on it. Like you could have, it comes with like chocolate flavor. What is it like? Salted caramel. And so it was really cool. So that was really fun. That was a highlight for me. And then also, this is a funny story. So I was having dinner with, you know, WeVibe toys that I love. We love all the WeVibe toys. So Frank, who's the president of WeVibe, I sent him, so you know, we have our Sex with Emily t-shirts now, which are for sale on our website. On the front has our logo. They're for men and for women. And Menace won't wear one because it's gray, which is, he only wears black t-shirts.
Yeah.
No. But on the front it says, my logo. On the back, it says, I had sex with Emily and all I got was his t-shirt. And we have like really cute women's tanks. So I sent him a man tank, a male tank, t-shirt. I was like, Frank, what's up? Did you get your key lives in Canada? I said, how's your t-shirt? Did you get it? He goes, got to tell you a story about that. So I sent him the t-shirt and he said that one day he works from home on Fridays and he was sitting there at home and all of a sudden his son, who's 17, had just gone, he's a senior, went to school.
Yeah.
And it was like 8:45 in the morning and the son comes back home, walks through the door. And he's like, what's up? He's like, I got kicked out of school today. Turns out it was on Fridays, they can wear whatever they want to school. Uh-huh. They can wear t-shirts because usually it's like a private school that you can't wear t-shirts. Yeah. But on Fridays, you can wear whatever you want. And he decided to wear the Sex with Emily t-shirt. Got kicked out of school. Yep, kicked out. Catholic school. Absurd. So he was proud of him.
See that coming from a million miles away.
Right. But he was like, I got to send him another one. He took his shirt. It was kind of funny.
That's cool.
That was a good story. And, you know, speaking of also sex toy shows, that I am going to be in Brooklyn, New York, September 24th and 25th. Sexual Health Expo.
That's awesome.
Do you want to come?
I would love to. Is it on a weekend?
It's it's a weekend. You're not going to come, but if you wanted to, it's so cool because it's our fourth one.
I have friends in Brooklyn.
Yeah, come. I got a place to stay.
Man Kim, they're a band. They're really good friends of mine. Man Kim, if people haven't heard of them, look them up. But
Brooklyn's where it's happening.
They rep Brooklyn really hard.
Okay.
So they should come. I always want to go.
Come. So we've done this, our fourth one. We've done it in different cities, and it's the leading sex experts in the country speaking. All day long, there's different like breakout seminars, workshops, and then there's the top sex toys, and you can see all the stuff that I'm talking about. So come join me. I think the first 2,000 tickets are free. If you click on the banner on our website, you can just come. And people are always saying, when you come to the East Coast?
Come on.
I'll be there. But they just added a bunch of new sponsors, so I need to tell you about them. They've got, in addition to all the other sponsors, they now have After Dark, Ansel, which is Lifestyles, Blue Dreams, Sola, Cautionware, Dame Products, Getting in the Mood, Indulgence Boutique, Sir Richard's, Joybox, Lalo, Naz Toys, Next Gen Health Solutions, Pure Romance, Satisfier, Subsensuals. There's going to be... So what I'm saying is...
Wait, it's Next Gen?
Dude, yeah.
That's crazy. That's what like a bunch of radio stations, that program that it runs on, it's called Next Gen.
Right. Well,
I didn't know they branched off.
They branched off. Dude, because you know why? Sex sells.
Yeah.
And no matter what you're doing right now, get into the sex business as
well. That's
cool. It works. So that's what's happening.
Wow, you're busy.
I'm really busy.
Brooklyn.
Yeah. Brooklyn, what?
Do you got any booty calls in New York?
Not yet, but speaking of booty calls. You know what's funny? You just reminded me. Last time I was in New York, the last time I was into Tinder, which now I'm into it again, your fault.
Uh-huh.
Because you started swiping on my phone a few weeks ago.
I broke the seal.
You broke the Tinder seal.
Yeah.
And I forgot this. I always said that I've only had one Tinder date, which was the live Tinder date on the show. But I had another one in New York. And I was there like 2 years ago and I met this guy and we went on a date. And I think I fooled around with him, but then I got really grossed out and made him leave my hotel room.
Oh, wow.
Not grossed out. That's a really bad way. He just, I realized that, first of all, you would assume, like, of course, sex with Emily, bring him back to the hotel room. But we were having a really nice time. And then once I got up there, I was like, I'm actually, I like kissed him. And then I was like, bye, fun, see ya, leave. That's what happened. Right. So, but speaking of Tinder, hot. That was really a hot session. I'm sorry. No, this time I'm going to find, yes. So the answer to your question is, currently, I don't have any hookups in New York. But
I'm sure you'll get a bunch of emails now.
Yeah, exactly. Feedback@sexwithemily.com. Who wants me to kick him out of my hotel room?
Yeah.
So just email me.
Send D-pics.
Send no D-pics. But
a ton of D-pics.
But this leads me to sex in the news because the first story is about Tinder.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What's going on with Tinder these days? Tinder's, I haven't really heard any Tinder news too much. I mean, Tinder was like this huge thing. I mean, like, it's not just Tinder. All these dating apps, it was like, every other news story was about it, but now it's kind of like falling off. I know everyone is using them.
Everyone's using them. You got to use it, you guys. Here's the thing. If you're dating in the world at all, you're just like, oh, I can't meet anybody. Just think of it this way. It's all a numbers game. So let's say you go to the coffee shop and you meet, I always use the coffee shop. But you go to the bar, you meet people, but this just increases your odds. So you're going to meet 30 more people that you normally would bump into at the coffee shop. And yeah, you won't love all of them, but you just need one.
Yeah.
So just you might as well expand your odds. So Tinder Social. It's the app Tinder launches a feature to let people find group dates, which obviously can be mistaken for group sex because it is seen as being a hookup site. So they have to be very careful by expanding in this direction because it could be perceived as like just throwing orgies everywhere. But what it does is it accesses your Facebook friends and it lets you, if you choose, invite them along because it connects to your Facebook. So you do that and you're like, and again, it goes back to the whole, a lot of people don't get nervous or have social anxiety, one-on-one dates. So if you want to include your friends, you know, you could use this app. So Tinder Social is designed to make it as easy as possible to plan your night, get out in the real world and meet new people. That's what they say. It takes it to the next level.
That's cool. I wonder if they'd break it down by interest too.
Like maybe. Like if you want to go wine tasting.
Because meetup.com. You know, that's where I go to do French bulldog meetups and things like that.
Do you do that?
Yeah, it's fun. They have huge ones in Long Beach, California, where hundreds of French bulldogs will show up.
That's a lot of dogs.
Yeah.
French bulldogs. Okay, well, the thing I want to say, I want to thank you, though, Menace, because I went back on Tinder because you start. And so I have not gone out with anyone yet, but I have a few people that I'm kind of interested in. But I just want to give people examples. I don't remember. I think initially, yes.
Yeah.
So, but I've been getting some interesting messages. So this one is an example of not a great first message. Ready? All right. He says, hi.
Hi.
I said, hello. He said, I can see you're quite fit with curves and sexy.
What the fuck?
I'm not answering. Okay. And he's really cute. Okay. He was cute. And I'm like,
loser. Okay.
That makes me sound like he's going to be like, we're going to get kale and we're going to go do CrossFit every day.
No, it's
boring.
It just automatically comes off like, let's just bang and that's it.
Okay. Right. But here's the next guy.
Yeah.
I love the fairy princess pic because there's a picture of me and a fairy princess. Don't stop. He says, so cute. Hi, Emily. You have soulful eyes. Are they hazel?
Oh, God. Die.
Okay. So that might sound worse to you, but it's a lesser of two evils here. And he was pointing out something specific in Are My Eyes Hazel? And
so cheesy.
A little bit, but I was like, it's eyes. It's specific. It's not like you're curvy. You're my type of chick.
I know,
let's go bang.
Still, eyes.
Okay, do you want to hear an even better one?
Yeah, what do you got?
Oh, God.
Dying over here.
Oh, God, there's some bad ones.
Yeah, read them.
Oh, my God. Okay. Here's what happened. So this is my other thing. This one guy that I actually like, we've been texting back and forth. He's really funny. He was a very like smart, funny texter. And the first thing he said to me was, I'll find this. He said, so what's your podcast about? Because it says Facebook has a podcast. That's like my first thing it says. I can't even hide that because it's like what my job description is or whatever it says on Facebook. He's like to me, this is the very first thing he said. So what's your podcast? And I'm like, oh God, are we going to start there? And I said, do we
need
to
wizards and potions?
It was so bad. Right, exactly. Yeah. So I was like, I don't want to lead with the sex thing, but I know you're going to Google me anyway. So he said to me, first thing he said, better than fairy princess. Oh, wow. I'm dying to know what your show is. And I said, yeah, well, the topic is usually a crowd pleaser. Must I answer now? He says, well, you're texting with a guy who just wrote a book about kind of tangentially how to do with sex. So I said to him, okay, it's called Sex with Emily. And then this is all in our text. He goes, okay, I'm going to listen now. And then he starts listening as we're texting and he says, chatting on Tinder. And he's like, oh my God, you're talking about your vagina. you're talking about, now you're talking about squirting. And I'm like, look at your face. But actually, I'm going to go out with him because he's really funny and he can handle it. I'm like, well, I usually don't like to lead with the sex thing, but okay, you know what? I actually can't help it. Guys who can handle it, that's who I'm going to go out with. Guys who think it's, you know, freak out about it. I can tell the guys who are just going to be in it for the sex thing. Mm-hmm. I haven't met him yet, though. So I've been busy.
All right.
All right, fine. Well, just wanted to share with you. So thank you. And I got to say that, yes, Tinder, hookup app, only if you want to hook up.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's like I said. What about the Pokemon hookups? You got any info on that? They're making dating apps.
I know. Well, they should. I should have done it. We should have made it the first day. I've got nothing on that. I did download it because...
You did?
Well, because you were here, but like, you think I got time? You got time to Pokemon? I'm going to get hit by a car.
Did you catch a Charmander yet?
No.
Or a Jigglypuff?
No. Only the Squirtle. I want nothing else but the Squirtle.
Okay, now that we're talking about squirting, what's up with that? Why does everyone want to do that?
That's a really good question, and I'll tell you why. Because it's important. Because the reason why we never got asked the question about squirting when we started 10 years ago is because nobody saw squirting. People didn't know women could squirt. Maybe it was like this hypothetical like thing. They think, maybe one day I heard of what was like legion years ago in a dark, dark... thousands of years ago, there was a woman who squirted. But... Now, we see it in porn all the time, and so I think that guys think it's, there's a lot of reasons. I think that they see it, and they think that would be, like, this ultimate satisfaction, like, they, because it's something they do to the woman, and she's squirting, and, like, that must mean that, like, she's really, like, it's the next level, and I think that guys squirt, and they're like, wow, guys.
Yeah, but isn't it not even, an orgasm?
For some women, like, it is an orgasm.
Does it feel?
But it's stimulation of the G-spot. And many women that talk about it say that it is separate, that they do not experience orgasm with squirting. But see, guys don't care. It's visual.
That's unnecessary. You don't fucking like the mess? Cleanup is what it is.
You know what? Put some blankets down. Put some beach towels down that you don't use very much. And you do it. So that's the whole squirting thing. And that's why that comes up all the time in choking.
Riveting.
Thank you, porn. Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay, so let's give a shout out to our sponsors, and then we're going to, do a little emails. Thanks, everyone, for supporting our sponsors. I love you. It's almost that time again. The Sexual Health Expo is back, and this time it's taking place in one of my favorite cities on Earth, New York City. I am so honored to once again be hosting this one-of-a-kind event. Like, seriously, what other event brings today's top sex educators and the hottest pleasure products together under one roof? Exactly. It's the only one. The Sexual Health Expo will be taking over Brooklyn September 24th and 25th. And for the first time ever, you can attend for free. Thanks to our good friends at WeVibe, the first 2,000 people to register will be given free admission to the two-day event. Sexual Ed sponsor, The Pleasure Chest, has planned out a weekend's worth of seminars on today's most relevant wellness topics, all delivered by an array of sex experts I know and admire. Not only will you be expanding your sexual horizons, you'll also be able to see brand new products from Jimmy Jane, Doc Johnson, Joe Lubricants, Fleshlight, Lifestyles and Skin Condoms, See You in Bed, Hot Flowers USA, I Am Toy, Caution Wear Condoms, Kama Sutra, Babeland, Pure, The Pleasure Chest, High Pleasures, Unbound Box, UV, and more. You can learn more about the sponsors on my website. Just click on the She banner for all kinds of information. And a lot of you ask me to let you know when I'll be on the East Coast. So mark your calendars for September 24th and 25th and get ready to come visit me in Brooklyn. Whether you walk, run, drive, fly, swim, or Uber, you're in for 2 days of sex-positive education and fun. Just reserve your free tickets. Visit sexualhealthexpo.com today. And remember, the free tickets are limited to the first 2,000 reservations. So don't wait. These will disappear quickly. I'll see you there. Okay, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Okay, Manus, we're doing emails. Feedback at sexwithemily.com.
Yes.
But besides that.
What?
Just go to the website now. It's so easy. You just say, Ask Emily. Mm-hmm. And you can so easily just submit the question there, right, as long as you want, although not too long because sometimes, you know, we got to edit it down. And just send it to us. Then you don't have to do the feedback, but that's a new option.
That's another option. Another
option. Leave me a message, 818-ASK-SWE1. You can leave a voicemail. That's 818-275-7931. And we're going to start doing voicemail shows. We've got a bunch of great voicemails.
Oh,
in.
Wow. You did?
Yeah. So we're going to do that. We can't wait to feature your questions live on
the air. Yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
That's cool.
Okay. So let's get into the email. Dear Emily, my boyfriend and I have been together for 4 years. We love each other and are each other's best friend. However, he doesn't want to have sex with me anymore. Oh, no. He says that if we bring another woman into bed, things can get better.
Hell yeah.
Is the relationship over? Or can we work through this? Anna, what is your problem today?
What?
You're high.
No, I wish I was.
Your eyes look red.
Oh, well, I've been up since my alarm was at 1:50 a.m. this morning.
Dude, so, I'm sorry. You're good. You're checking through. You're awesome.
It's all good. It's okay, so 4 Anna, p.m. here's right the thing. Now.
It's okay. I get it.
But no, I'm just having fun.
I love when you're staying fun. Awake. You're so cute. And we're going to be doing our drunk show soon.
Yes.
Again. Okay, so Anna, here's the thing. I'm so glad you wrote because so many couples think like, oh, well, we're just going to do this thing like have a baby. That'll help our relationship. And having a threesome, kind of the same thing. If you think that bringing in a third partner is going to save your relationship, it will not help at all. I'm sure that she loves him, but sex can diminish over time. What do you think, Menace? Have a threesome, save your relationship?
No, that's not gonna save your relationship. It's just gonna cause a ton of problems.
Exactly.
Now, okay, it's crazy because I've been talking about this for years, and you've like,
shock. Like, I don't agree.
You don't agree with it at all, and I'm sorry. Like I always like. Promote drinking and things like that. And if people like have a problem with drinking, I'm really sorry. I know that's a big struggle for a lot of people. But if it's not,
if you're a moderate drinker, yeah.
If you're a minor drinker, there was new research that came out that said the couple that drinks together stays together. Can you believe
that? Did you do that study with your like three friends?
No, it's like scientific study that came out that that people well,
because
that drink
they're just numb
together.
To each other's emotions and they, no I, okay but you drink like have a glass of wine every night or like get wasted
that and have the level of it I didn't really read
well
too much
why don't you
it.
Before you bring scientific studies to the show
well people have Google they can look it up them damn self
okay look it up you know? I'm just saying couples who do things together and have similar interests yes but if you are only drinking you know
but,
couples
but here's the other factor though God. Drinking can cause a shit ton of problems in
oh yeah absolutely
too. So
I have no, believe me, I love a glass of wine or a dirty martini or two.
Yeah.
As long as it's in moderation and it loosens you up and you have a good time, I'm okay with that.
I
just
barely
don't abuse it.
Ever drink anymore.
I know. You were so fun when you used to get blackout drunk, though.
I was.
Well, you don't remember, but you were fun-ish. Yeah. Now, I like you better now. I mean, I've always liked you. So here's the thing, though, Anna. Let's go back to Anna here because I'm sure that you do love each other. But when the sex diminishes in a long-term relationship, you got to work on the sex and you got to communicate about it. And to bring in a third partner is not the way to go. And I'm sure, like,
I say blowjobs,
4 years. No, they've been together 4 years and you're best friends. And so I'm not sure how old you are because you did not mention your age, where you live, and how you listen, which is what we love. The only way it could get better is if you really, truly, like, get into, like, what are the issues? Why aren't you having sex? Is it that he thinks that you don't want it anymore? Is it that you guys haven't, you know, you've gotten kind of familiar with each other and you're not doing things to mix it up? You're not speaking to each other about, like, what you truly, truly want? I mean, he's telling you you want a threesome. Guess what? Most guys, a lot of guys, that's their top fantasy. Doesn't mean it actually has to happen. In fact, a couple should only have a threesome when they're on super steady, solid ground and they've both discussed it. So that
Even
is not the
then,
answer.
It can cause
but maybe
a lot of issues.
You could watch porn, and this might sound silly to you, but I swear to God, you could watch porn together, like with a threesome being depicted in it.
Start
and then you could like
giving random blowjobs just out of nowhere.
Random just act like, of blowjobs, kindness.
Don't make this awkward space where you're like, oh, you know, really got to talk about it. And work it out. Just start giving some random blowjobs. Like, start being.
I wish that blowjobs.
No, but
were
start
the answer.
Being a little more aggressive and see what happens.
Initiate sex more?
Yeah.
Well, there might be a whole
because
host of
other things
going on.
Because you get caught in this, like, weird limbo. Like, neither one of you want to be the initiator because it's, like,
you're afraid
awkward.
Of rejection. Well, this is what I'm saying, that resentments have probably built in your relationship, whereas you guys are not even able to talk about it anymore. Maybe he needs more blowjobs. Maybe you need more oral sex. I don't know what's going on with you guys, but I'm telling you, do not go down the threesome category. Turn all of your attention towards each other. And if you've listened to this show, you know I've done, God knows, hundreds of shows with tips and tricks. Go to my website about how to keep things interesting and how to communicate with your partner. I recommend you guys do that and do not have a threesome. And then if you guys realize, you know what, we cannot get that spark back, we can't get that connection, then it'll be time to end it. But
so this here, have a question for you. So this morning show that I'm part of,
the Woody Show
here in Los Angeles on Alt 98.7, do you know what so you can't say blowjob on the radio because of FCC. Guess what we call blowjobs?
What?
mouth parties.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
It's a party in your mouth. Yeah. And everyone's invited. I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, mouth parties.
That's good. Luckily, so, we can say blowjobs.
So give your man a couple mouth parties.
Right. And maybe he needs to give her a mouth party. What's it called when a guy wants to give a girl
We don't say it on the air, but sometimes we say blowies for fun.
You can't say that on the air, though.
No.
You guys are a party.
Yeah, we try.
Okay.
Mouth party.
Thanks for that.
When was the last time you given a mouth party?
Can I tell you, it's like the longest I've ever gone.
Really?
I've had zero parties. I've been going stag, giving myself man blowjobs. No, I'm actually on, remember my manatorium?
Yes.
Which was my moratorium on men. Mm-hmm. It was about 5 years ago. I was like, I'm not going to date men. And I think I did it for 3 months. Okay, four months. This has been about 5 months, longest I've gone.
Really?
Without a penis in my mouth.
Wow.
Or any penises anywhere.
It's
except
amazing.
For fake penises, which are all around our office.
I'm surrounded by penises.
But it's kind of a purposeful.
Fake ones right now?
It's a purposeful.
The one by the window scares me. What is that made out of?
That's Maurice. That's our intern.
That.
It's silicone. We should.
It's a monster. And I feel so it's going to catch on fire because it's.
It's in the window. In Maurice the window. Is a big part of the Sex with Emily family. You should know him. Madison, go get, we should put it on his lap.
No.
He's sweet. He does a lot of things. He's a really, he's just like, he just will do anything we say. Like, he's just great. Like, he'll just kind of participate. We're like, hey, Maurice, can you play the penis in this
Dude,
video?
Maurice,
and he's always down.
He's so limp.
He's a little hairy. Madison, when we moved, producer, when we moved to the new office, Madison washed. She put him in the sink.
You can stretch it like to like 3 feet.
I know. He's a little limp right now. You got to turn him on.
Oh, no.
He was super
want.
Dirty. I look
it's
over and
so,
Madison has him in a bowl of suds.
It's so gross. Wait, what do you guys... Okay, hold on.
What?
This thing...
We got to put it... This will be on our Instagram.
It looks super realistic.
I know. It's but a packer. It's like you could put it in your pants and...
But the thing is...
Hold on, we got to snap this.
All right.
Shit.
The thing is with this fake penis, it's super rubbery, right? And
okay,
soft.
Menace is...
It's like a Stretch Armstrong kind of thing.
Our now, intern Maurice.
The problem is, what do you even do with that? That thing can't even get erect. What is that? Is that just for show? To slap people in the face?
Yeah. I mean, it's flaccid. Yes, it's a flaccid penis, but you can use it for a lot of things. You could use it in
necktie?
Your pants. Yeah, as a necktie. You could use it in your pants. As you're packing people who are transitioning, you know, from female to male.
I thought this is for, because you can't. You can't definitely can't penetrate with this.
No, well, no, it's super limp. You can't penetrate with it, but you can just pet it if you want. Hello, Maurice.
All right.
So he's our long-term intern, and he's got nice balls.
Maurice, I
guess
we'll
take a picture.
Yeah, sexatemily.com.
Check out our intern.
Can you
check
attach
out our,
a photo to this podcast?
Can we check our this will be our.
He's all over our Instagram too.
Yeah.
Oh, he
Sex
is?
With Emily. Yeah, Maurice. Right. He's my longest. I've had him for the longest.
Instagram.com/ Sex with Emily.
True that.
I'm sure there's a Maurice photo somewhere.
Oh, and people are still liking the bikini photo. Thanks.
Yeah.
Every day. It's my
cool.
most liked photo.
Nice.
Okay, dating a virgin. Hey,
All
Emily.
Right.
I'm 33-year-old straight single guy, and I love it. I date a lot of mid to late 20-year-old women who seem to love being single as well. We hang out for a while, go on a few dates, have great sex most of the time, and then move on. It's been awesome. But I recently met a woman who is 29 and very attractive. At the end of our fourth date, I dropped her off at her house and she asked if I'd like to come in. Immediately, she jumped on me and we got naked. Although Ooh. She said we cannot have sex because she's a virgin and wants to find a guy that she can fall in love with before she has sex with anyone. So my question is, how do I approach this? I like her a lot. We have great sexual chemistry. I enjoy hanging out with her, but I don't see myself loving her anytime soon. Maybe in 8 months. But for now, I love where I'm at. I have a lot of sexual experience with women, and I know we would have an amazing time sexually, but I don't want to make her do anything she doesn't want to do. But can I tell her life is not a fairy tale, and her knight in shining armor is probably not going to pop out of the woods and sweep her off her feet in 3 dates, or is that too harsh? Cam.
Well, definitely that's too harsh with that kind of feedback.
Yeah, Cam.
I don't know. I definitely talked to her about it and say, hey, you just be straight up with her.
No, Cam, here's the deal. Based on what you shared, he has no business being with this girl. Cam's in the stage of his life where he wants to hit it and quit it. He wants to date girls.
Wait,
he's into the conquest.
He stated that she needs her knight in shining armor.
Yeah.
Or is
okay.
that
you
what
admit,
he's
you,
assuming?
You, no. She stated all of it.
Okay.
So let me just recap real quick. So Cam is into this phase of his life where he's having a great time. He's 33. He's dating lots of girls in their 20s. They go out a few times. They hang out. They have sex. And then he moves on. And he said, it's awesome. But now he met a girl. They had four dates. And she happens to be a virgin. And she doesn't want to have sex because she says, you know what? I want to be in love. And I want to feel safe and comfortable and loving with someone that I have sex with for the first time. And Cam's like, but I really like her. Should I tell her, like, you know, just that guy's not going to come along? No, Cam, you're going to hurt this girl because you are at a very different stage in your life. She wants to wait till she has falls in love. And while that might not be so realistic, and you're right, like right away, he's like, oh, in 8 months, you'll love her. First of all, how do you know in 8 months you're going to love her? That's even besides the point. You are going to hurt this girl because as a byproduct of just where you're at now. Like, I love that you love where you're at. That's great. You stay doing that and let this woman, the virgin, go out and date a guy that she feels safe with who's going to call her after they have sex. And I'm not sure you're going to be that guy. So be honest with her and say, this is where I'm at. I'm dating lots of women, having sex. I'm not ready to be in a relationship and fall in love right now. And you think she's great and it's probably going to hurt her. But guess what? Hurt her a lot more if you break her cherry and don't call her. Disappear.
True.
Ghost.
You don't want to be that dude.
Right.
Even though somebody else will do it to her.
Don't be that guy.
Me?
No, don't have Cam be that guy. Yeah. You probably were that guy.
It's karma, dude.
It's true.
I mean, if you're hooking up with a bunch of other chicks anyways, who cares?
Oh, wait, but I got cut off by one thing earlier when I was talking about Maurice came in. I was talking about my manatorium. Mm-hmm. Did I finish that? I was just saying that it's been purposeful for the last few months that I've decided that I really don't want to jump into another relationship. It's been really good for me to just kind of like, you know, play around on Tinder, but not just work on myself, man. Like I tell everyone else to do, I'm doing it myself. I don't think I finished it because you got really distracted by Maurice. Hi, Emily. My name is Alexandra. I'm from Northern Ireland. I've only just found your show. I listen on Spotify and I just can't get enough of it. I learned so much. I love Ireland. Sorry. And you've made me feel very confident about my sexuality. More women need to take control of their sexual pleasure. You rock. Anyway, I've been with my boyfriend for 3.5 years. And well, the sex is great. We both get wonderful pleasure and are open to trying new moves. My issue, one that has been evident from the start of our relationship, I am constantly having to initiate and drive forward our sexual experiences. I'm the one that makes the first move and pushes the foreplay. I've tried to talk to him about it, but he says nothing. I know he's very body conscious. He's on the slightly heavier side, but I love the way he looks. I'm so attracted to him. I boost his ego so much. He should be walking the streets naked and proud. What I really want to help with is, how do I get him to initiate sex with me? I feel like he doesn't want to have sex with me unless I make him. Like you said in one of your podcasts, a common female fantasy is that of being dominated. That's what I want. I got him to do this once before and I loved it, but it hasn't happened since. I'm exhausted from having initiated all the time. I want him to want me more. How do I do it? I'm not horrible to look at either, if that helps. Thanks. Please help me, Emily. Thanks, Alexandra. See, this is a tough one, Alexander, and it's not tough, but it's actually, I can understand why it's challenging for you, and I'm really glad that we got this email, because there's a lot of guys out there who don't initiate sex for one reason or another, and I also want to point out there's a big stereotype, there's a big cultural misconception that men always want sex and women don't. That men are the ones who are pursuing, and women are like, no, I don't want sex. But let me just tell you something. After 10 plus years, I hear from just as many women as I do from men that, you know, their partner won't initiate sex. So let's just wash that down the drain, that whole theory, because it's not even true. But here's the thing about communication. I understand that you've tried to talk to him about it. But the problem is a lot of people like yourself think, well, I talked to him about it. I told him and he didn't do it, or he did it once. And you think that means that your partner is disregarding you and you think that he can't change. But what you have to realize is behavior. To change a behavior, it doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen with you mentioning to your partner once or twice that he needs to change. Changing a behavior is a whole process. It's like, you know, you need another plan, because I'm sure he wants to please you. I'm sure that he wants to initiate sex with you and make you happy. But he's got some kind of like mental blocks and he doesn't know why he can't do it. I'm fairly certain. And oftentimes it's very deep rooted. And, you know, it could be like he's afraid of rejection. Maybe his last girlfriend like said, I don't like the way you initiate. I have no idea what it is, but I think that she needs to get some information. Like, what about you? Are you more the initiator menace or does she initiate more?
No, it's 50-50. It's 50-50, but actually it used to be she would initiate more, like kind of in the beginning of the relationship because I didn't want to be like a creep, you know?
All right. That's another reason a lot of guys don't.
But now, yeah, it's like 50-50.
Okay. That's good. That's healthy.
But I love it when women initiate.
Right. It's great. I'm all about it. Right. But he won't initiate. He won't.
Is it?
And they've been together for... But she's making
like it affects her self-esteem.
Well, that's the thing. So a lot of women, because we're told that men should always want sex, the second our partner doesn't initiate, we think that it's because we gained 3 pounds, we're ugly, we're not attractive.
No, it's all him. It has nothing to do with you.
So he literally might not know how to initiate. So what I say is might have another talk with him.
To talk about it.
Get curious. Yeah. Say to him, you know I've asked you this before, and I know you love pleasing me. Love having sex with you, but when you think about initiating sex, what comes up for you? Ask them. Like, when you think about it, or don't think about it, like, first of all, like, but you know, clearly he's not thinking about it, but let's say I was like, initiate right now. What stops you? Like, what's the feeling that you have? Does he think he doesn't know what he's doing? He wants anal and they don't have enough lube around? You know, what? Ask him, like, what would make it easier for you to initiate? Like, how could you help him? Because here's the thing. We often tell our partner something and we're like, okay, I asked you once and I just want you to do it. And then we think, well, if I really got to ask several times and it won't feel as authentic. But guess what? We're trying to get to the root of this so he will change. So expecting him just to out of the blue start initiating is not realistic. No one changes that quickly. So like walk him through it. Say, okay. And if he says, you know, maybe he'll tell you that, you know, he got rejected in the past or he doesn't really know what you want or he's afraid he doesn't know how to kiss you right. I mean, I don't know what the issue is. So you can practice with them. You can say, so man, let's pretend you're my boyfriend.
All right.
Which I know you do anyway when you're fantasizing.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So I could say like, you know, I've been thinking about you kissing me all day.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. So all then that's already hot. Yeah. Yeah, but like I've been like really thinking about it. I think it'd be really hot if you like made out with me right now.
Okay.
Okay, then I start kissing.
Yeah, but you're initiating. See,
I'm initiating it.
See, the thing is, you gotta say, hey, I think it'd be hot if like sometimes I come home and then you start.
She's already said that, but I'm talking about in the moment. I've been thinking. Hopefully, if I said to you,
but the way that you said it, it's kind of like
if I said to you, I've been thinking about you kissing me all day. Hopefully, you would lean over and kiss me.
Yeah,
but you're too far across the table right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't, then you could start kissing him. So you could also do a role play, like show him how you'd like his. Maybe you have an idea in your head, sweetie. Like maybe you know Alexander. Like I actually want to come home and have him like rip my clothes off and throw me against the wall. Maybe you show it to him. Be like, this would be really hot. Because I know that you're tired of feeling like the leader in this and you're feeling like you're not in control. So don't get angry. Don't get mad. Continue to show him love and affection, but work with him on this. This could be like a fun game. And he'll be like, oh, I get it. This is what you want. Because a lot of times we just don't know.
Yeah.
We just don't know. That's it.
Shout out to Ireland.
Yo. Love Ireland.
Love it. Let's
take this on the road.
I partied all night.
I'm going to ride that bike to Ireland with the lube.
Yeah, do it.
I might run out of lube, but... Not if I have those things on the back and keep refilling it. Let's work on this.
All right.
Okay. We have time for... Yeah. Hello, Emily. Hello, Emily. Hello. I need help with a situation. I recently fell deeply in love. The sex is awesome. Our personalities mesh well and we both have similar goals. But we recently had a rub when I asked her if she would like to go to a go-go bar with me. Yeah. I live in Virginia, so the laws forbid totally naked dancers. Mm-hmm. It's women in skimpy bathing suits doing dancing sexy on the stage.
So it's a guy asking a girl that he's into to go to.
Yes, they were driving past it in Virginia, which is a strip club. Uh-huh. They don't have them there, though. He said it was a spur of the moment thing. We're just driving by, but she got offended. And she said, if I go to a go-go bar, it would be cheating. And then we had this long conversation, whether I would be going to go to one of those places again and what I would do there. And I told her it's no big deal. I used to go there with my buddies and have laughs. And then she said, you know, I then suggested we could go together. And I thought that might be sexy because I know that some of my friends attend with their girlfriends or wives. And, you know, on the one hand, I'm a 33-year-old adult. I feel like no one should tell me where I can and can't go. On the other hand, I don't want to hurt her. Am I being hard-headed?
Is she being insecure?
Yeah, a little bit of both. How do I navigate this? Thanks, Jacob. He's 33. So he's driving past the go-go bar, and he's like, let's go in. And then she was like, oh, my God, that's cheating. That's a horrible place, and if you go, it's terrible. So this is a common scenario. Just like the porn thing, women are often confused by this. Mm. they don't understand why their partners go to strip clubs. And, you know, some men do cheat and go to strip clubs. Some men do go there and they, you know, they break the rules of their commitment with their partners. But when I went through this in my early 20s, I was dating a guy and he often would go to O'Farrell Brothers, Mitchell Brothers in San Francisco. And I found like the ticket in his apartment, like we got tickets to go in. And I was like, dude, you went to like, and I was so confused because I was like 24. He's like, you're in love. And I was like, why would you go to a strip? I was like, that doesn't make sense to me. Like, I didn't get the point that a lot of men just go and it's fun and you do it with your friends and it's kind of a pastime, kind of like going to a game or like watching sports, but you're watching girls in bikinis.
If it's O'Farrell Brothers, you're having a lot of fun.
Okay, if it's O'Farrell Brothers, you're getting a hand job, but this place is not like that. So it sounds like she didn't understand, like have the depth of understanding about men and their needs for entertainment and fulfillment. And so if it's a new relationship, it could possibly be her first time ever understanding, like maybe she just thought it was for like creepy men, which a lot of times it is. A lot of times it's for everyone, men, women, and couples. But it's a discussion that you have to have if it's important to you. I mean, I agree. I wouldn't want someone telling me what I can and cannot do. So you can ask her again to be specific. What does it make her feel when you say, I'm going to strip club? Like, what are her fears? Does she think you're going to cheat? Does she think that she doesn't measure up to it? You know, find out. What do you think, Menace? Have you ever heard this come up before? Women who, like, forbidding their partners from going to strip clubs?
Yes, definitely. Definitely, I know a lot of... I've never been in this situation, but I have friends that have been in the situation where their girlfriend or wife feel the same way, that they go there, they're cheating, which I believe is a huge overreaction. But, again, like... as a guy, going to a strip club, is it really that important when you have a partner? Like, who effing cares? You know, like, strip clubs are such a waste of money.
Well, he even said he doesn't like giving money. Yeah, but there was a part of the email that he said
the guy don't want. I mean, if you really don't care about strip clubs and your partner doesn't want you going there, then just don't go. Who cares?
Yeah, I mean,
I know he's just upset because
the principle.
He doesn't want to be told what to do.
Which I get. But I think that you could, if you really feel like you have to go and you don't want to be lying to her about it, then just ask her, like, what is this about? Like, what does it make you feel? Like, does she feel insecure? Do you need to reassure her and feel more secure?
It sounds like a guy that really wants to go and keep on going.
But he doesn't really, I guess so. But he doesn't sound like he even goes that often. It was the principal. And I'm telling you, it has nothing to do with her wanting to restrict your behavior. I doubt she's very controlling in many other ways if you look at it. It's just that she has some insecurities around it. So that's what I got to say to that.
Now,
yes, dear.
So O'Farrell Theater, and it's the Mitchell Brothers.
Mitchell Brothers O'Farrell Theater in San Francisco.
Just FYI. And then there's a movie about their life. It's crazy.
Oh, it's so good.
You have to watch it. It's called Rated X. Watch it.
And if you go to my YouTube channel,
Charlie Sheen's in it.
There's a video on there from 2007 where I interviewed a bunch of strippers there.
Yes.
It's a good YouTube video.
Rated X.
The
movie and go to the sex.
It's fascinating. They killed each other, brothers. One of them died.
Yeah.
One's in prison.
It's insane.
They both died. I don't know. Check it out. It's a good story. So, but that's what we're talking about. We're coming. Okay, ready? Mm-hmm. One more email. This is a good one.
Do it.
It's a good one to go out with a bang.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Hi, because I just love you.
All right.
Hi, Emily. I'm a really sexual person. I love all sex positions, but I always seem to have lots of pain when I do doggy style. Is that normal or does it depend on the guy's size? I usually have sex with black men. Thanks. Love your podcast, Jessica.
I mean, wouldn't she know what it is? Like,
okay, dude.
If you have a lot of pain, is it because of the thrusting or...
Jessica, here's the thing. Doggy style, great position, but it's also the one that allows for the deepest penetration. So if you happen to be with a man with a larger member, this thrust is going to be hitting your cervix, and thrusting fully could really give you some pain. And so, especially if a guy's well endowed. So there are modifications. You could try lying on the bed, like lying flatter on the bed and put some pillows so you're raised just like slightly under your stomach so your butt's a little in the air but not like on all fours.
Yeah.
And then that way he can't go as deep. You could also try to, and this way you can also control how deep he goes because you're lying flatter. But try other sex positions. I mean, woman on top, you can control the depth, mm-hmm. the motion, you can control the speed. Missionary's great, spooning's great. Like if you're in pain, it makes sense. You can also, with larger penises, you know, use more lube and go slower. But if he's just thrusting away at you in doggy style, that's gonna hurt.
Yeah.
Larger penises. He's going to Pound Town, and that's hurting you. So that's what I gotta say.
Sweet.
This was good.
Fun hanging out with you.
So fun hanging out with you too. Everyone, thanks for listening to the show. And find Menace at Menace on Instagram and his podcast
and Twitter and at Menace MENACE. And a lot of people from the Woody Show listen to the Sex with Emily podcast and vice versa. It's cool.
I know. I love it too. It's like
cross promotion.
Like we're married.
Yeah.
Mary of the two. Yeah, I just love you all. And thank you, Madison and Lori and Jamie. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. So, when was the last time an app changed your sex life? And no, I'm not talking about Tinder. I'm talking about my app, Kegel Camp. It will increase your control, improve your sexual performance, and help you experience incredibly intense orgasms. Plus, if you've had a baby, Kegel Camp is the answer to getting your, you know, vagina back in shape. You know what I'm talking about, ladies. After years of telling you about the importance of Kegel exercises, it occurred to me, I need a better way to help you do them properly. And after a lot of development and some intense Kegel workouts, Kegel Camp was born. Kegel Camp is fun and easy to use and is, of course, incredibly effective. It provides simple step-by-step prompts that lead you through 20 levels of progressively intense workouts. The app tracks your progress, rewarding you with satisfaction of each new achievement and with Kegels of steel. And guys, don't think you're exempt from needing a good Kegel workout. Strong pelvic floor muscles are just as important for men as they are for women. Regular Kegel Camp workouts can help you last longer, give you stronger erections, and more powerful orgasms. I hear from Kegel Campers every day. They send me screenshots when they reach the next level, and many of them have reached level 20. I'm not even at level 20. Download Kegel Camp today from the iTunes App Store or by clicking on the Kegel Camp banner on sexwithemily.com today. I'll see you at camp.